not only looking forward to the weekend, but looking forward to every day after that as well. That's what we have to do. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Song in your heart now, hopefully. You know, a little music to get you moving there. Talk and text line is 884-9910. Monica at 991fmtalk.com is my email. And 991fmtalk.com, our webpage, where you can go find all kinds of cool stuff, including our podcasts, in case you miss anything, any part of the show. And love it, you can stream us wherever you go. Today's poll question: if you are seeing what's going on with the support that protesters and rioters are getting, being bailed out of jail, being put on pedestals for what they're doing, for standing up for, I don't know what the hell they're standing up for, because it's certainly not George Floyd. It's certainly not for the death of any minority in this country at the hands of bad cops. Because, I mean, I'll admit, there are bad cops out there. There are bad firemen that have started arsons before, started fires. There are bad healthcare workers who are angels of death. There are bad politicians. There are bad teachers. There's bad people everywhere. It's up to us to speak up and weed them out of our amazing society. But the money keeps rolling in for the left. So what would you be willing to give up? Today's poll question: would you be able to give up services like Amazon to take a stand against what's going on with race baiting? Because they're putting out there that they stand with the black community. Well, yeah. Everybody stands with the black community. Everybody stands with the Asian community, with the Chinese community, the Korean community, the Hispanic community. Community is all of us. And it's what we choose to make it. Yesterday's poll question, in the light of the latest information from the CDC about COVID-19, should all related restrictions be lifted? 9% of those participating in the poll said no. The rest of you? Absolute common sense. The fear of hydroxychloroquine now being rescinded. Imagine that. Imagine that. I was very concerned the other day when I saw a conversation on Facebook between two people about how a so-called Republican just didn't like Trump, didn't like what he was doing, but would vote for him, but just didn't like him. All right, but what do you not like about him? Because he's not the one dividing the country. The left's baseless attacks are not working. So to all of the Republicans here in Northern Nevada who don't like Trump, what don't you like about him safely reopening our country? Him restoring law and order, him declaring Antifa, whatever you want to say, declared as a terrorist organization, him getting the funding and pushing for the wall to be finished, for appointing almost 200 conservative judges to federal courts, to American astronauts being sent back into space on an American rocket. NAFTA being replaced with the USMCA. And the fight to make America first again. What don't you like about what he's doing? Because Obama sure as hell didn't put America first, didn't put the black community first, didn't put anybody in this country first, except for him and his cronies. It's not about a virus. It's not about Russia. It's not about Mexico. It's not about the economy. It's about an election that the left will do anything possible, even destroy this country to win and control. We can't let it happen. Joining us right now on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show, is candidate for Assembly District 38, Jeff Ulrich. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeff.
Hello. I'm running as a Christian Republican candidate, which is probably different from a lot of folks. My slogan is, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." That does come out of Psalm 33:12. It's eternal wisdom, it's God's wisdom, and it's infallible. It's both a promise as well as a warning to any nation. And what I'm seeing is our legislature continues to lead our once God-fearing state away from God and his principles. And that's basically why I've decided to run for the Nevada State Assembly.
What is what's your background, Jeff, that you want to enter politics?
Nothing other than being a citizen. You watch the politics and you have a hard time believing anybody. Truth seems to be a scarce commodity. Mm-hmm. And so I'm running basically not using my wisdom, which is fallible, but God's wisdom.
But Jeff, do you believe when you put it that way that you alienate a certain part of the constituency, your voters?
That could be. Truth is always very exclusive. In our society, truth seems to have become relative. And that's causing great harm. If we get back to the simple, infallible truth that God has. For example, let's go to the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not murder. There's no exceptions. Don't murder. Don't plot to kill your neighbor.
Well, we've seen a lot of that going on recently. Jeff, what would you do first if you were elected into Assembly District 38? What would your first task be in the legislature?
I always thought that a bill passed, I call it truth in legislation, listening to the current incumbent on what goes on in the legislature, it's a very short period of time. There's a lot of bills thrown at the legislature. And, I don't know how big these things are, but there's more reading than one person can do and really understand. Plus, things are changing. And the impression I get is a number of pieces of legislation have been put in those bills unnoticed. Mm-hmm. And that I would include a bill that would say every piece of legislation must have a one-page summary. That one-page summary must include all the changes to Nevada statutes or constitution, or the bill is null and void. And that's just enables our legislature to act on truth and what they understand.
Well, that is one of the points that I made in our last legislature, that we had 1,500 bill drafts. I mean, who has the time to go through all of that? So I see where you're coming with that. So what about, did you sign the recall petition to recall Governor Sisolak?
I did.
What do you think is going on right now with how he's kind of locking down the state and he and Mayor Sheevy tying the hands of law enforcement?
I go back to the role of government in the Bible, and I've got a few lines to read here. It says out of Romans, "For rulers are not to cause fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise for the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger, who brings wrath on the one who practices evil." And now I'll tie this in with the preamble to our Declaration of Independence. And I think the Founding Fathers used the Bible for this. Mm-hmm. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." And here's the key point, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Government seems to have gone way beyond that to tell us what we should be doing, how we should be behaving. You know, our rights come from God. They don't come from the state. The fruits of our labor should be ours. They don't belong to the state. Those types of things, those freedoms, those inalienable God-given rights. That's the role of government, to secure those rights. And when government steps beyond that, then we as citizens, we are citizens, we're part of this country. We need to take responsibility, step up, and speak, peacefully speak, and change the way things are happening.
Joel, sorry, Jeff, I love everything that you are saying. That is absolutely fantastic, because it is common sense, straight out of the Bible, that if you don't want to be arrested for breaking the law, don't break the law.
For sure.
I love it.
Yeah, what I saw from some of the riots originally, the goal, at least it perceived to me from watching the video, I don't really know. The goal seemed to be to disperse the rioters versus contain and arrest the rioters, and give each what they deserve.
Yeah. How can people find out more about your candidacy, Jeff, and help you in the next 4 days win your primary?
I have a website called J. Ulrich, J-U-L-R-I-C-H, the number 4, God.com. There's a short video in there, as well as some position statements. One of the things I'm running against is I reject the concept that politics is the art of trading favors amongst legislatures.
Yeah.
Instead, I stand by the concept that politics is about enabling government to secure our God-given unalienable rights that include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And at the time, pursuit of happiness meant pursuit of the career that you choose.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, I wish more legislators and just more people in general thought like you did and practice what you do. So again, thank you so much for joining me today, and good luck in your race. You've got 4 more days. Let's get the word out. Jeff Ulrich, Assembly District 38. Good luck to you. Hopefully I can say congratulations to you on the 10th, but good luck to you in the next few days. So, Jeff, thank you for joining me and helping get your message out. We'll be back right after this with more of your talk and text on your live and local FM talk stations for all of Northern Nevada. All of it. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local. Right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. We are having a few little bugs in our phone system we're trying to work out, but we'll try and get as many people on as we can between now and the end of the show. Let me ask you to do one thing, though. Please, I urge you, urge you. And thank you to the people who listen to this show and help me constantly and send me information. I did not know this was out there, and I hope you can help me support it. And that is if you go to shieldrepublic.com. Shieldrepublic.com. If you're like me, you have thousands of t-shirts with thousands of messages on them. This is a t-shirt that says, "Hold the line, Captain David Dorn." This is wonderful. I did not know this was out there. Captain Dorn was murdered on Tuesday because he was trying to protect a friend's store from looters, a pawn store. Ironically enough, on Martin Luther King Drive. Everybody is focusing on one man's death when in this entire spectacle, I mean, three services across the country, millions upon millions of dollars pouring into the family and to foundations to get, well, criminals released from jail for rioting, for burning, for breaking things. Please buy this t-shirt. This man served. He served his police department for the community he was a part of for 38 years. He was the chief of Moline Acres Police Department in St. Louis. 5 years. He retired, 13 years ago. But still, when they needed him, he came out and helped. And yet, when he lay dying there on the sidewalk with people recording his death with their iPhones rather than helping him, people standing over him, looking at him, he saw his community at the worst that it'll ever be. Please support him. These t-shirts are made in the USA. And 100% of the profits will be donated to fallen officers' families or departments. And this particular one goes directly to Captain Dorn's family. We can't let this stand. We can't let it stand as Northern Nevada. We can't let it stand as Nevadans. We can't let it stand as Americans. The vicious takeover of our country by communists, by socialists, by people who want pure anarchy. Because they don't want to live by society's rules. This is how the left wants it. And this is how they are going to destroy our country. And Ronald Reagan told us 40 years ago that socialism, communism was going to come in the guise of progressives. He told us. And yet people still just don't pay attention. We'll be back after this Fox News update on your live and local FM talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on this Friday before hopefully what could be a very big rally in Carson City tomorrow at 11 o'clock in front of the Capitol and the legislature in support of our law enforcement, in support of Nevada. 11 o'clock tomorrow. I hope I see you there with a lot of other patriots. So, Minneapolis mayor is looking for federal funds after the looters have created all of this chaos. They want federal tax dollars to clean it up. What do you want to bet that Governor Sisolak is going to be doing the same thing, if he has not already done it? You let the chaos happen, and then you let the taxpayers clean it up. You let the volunteers clean it up. You let the feds, your taxpayer dollars, come in and pay for the damage. Just received this email. I think I know, but can you explain why it's a bad idea to have military come to protect cities? It's a bad idea because it's a last resort. They shouldn't have to. The incitement shouldn't be there. Our law enforcement should be backed. People should be able to protect their businesses. And the governors, when they call in the National Guard, they should actually show up. Governor Sisolak last week said, yeah, City of Reno need the National Guard. Go for it. Does anybody remember seeing them? I still can't get a straight answer. Because we, the people, do not. Do you really want to see a tank on the streets of Reno? Do you want to see armed military personnel, the army, the big guns? Which, speaking of which, brings me to the fact that something else that the blamestream media is not following is the fact that a lot of these rioters, protesters, criminals, just in my mind, we can make it simple, they were breaking into gun stores and stealing guns. This was last weekend. So what do you think is going to happen this weekend? when the call has already been made for this to continue? How many cops or innocent civilians are going to be ambushed? Ted, thank you so much for the email. I drove all the way to Yerington Lyon County office of the county clerks to deliver our three ballots from Silver Springs. Our vote counts, Nevada strong. And going to support the law enforcement tomorrow in Carson City. Ted, thank you so much. Love you too. Monica, can the city or any city be used or be sued by business owners for damage if a stand down order is issued like the one we are seeing? Don't a portion of our taxes, our business taxes, go towards the PD, police protection? You would think. But it all boils down to the mayor and what call she makes. Remember, this is not our officers. They signed up to do this. They would do anything to help you. And they are more frustrated than we are. But their hands are tied. From our talk and text line, this whole anti-police business reminds me of the old adage. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance. If you think we're better off without cops, think about the next time you're glad you see one. But then, that takes maturity to understand. Thank you, Chuck. Well said. Most of what we're seeing right now is about ignorance. It's about ignorance coming from our education system, graduating kids who should not be graduating, not teaching kids the history of this country, the good and the bad. Having statues in place and having a child say, "Who is that?" And you being able to say, "Well, that's Robert E. Lee. That's Thomas Jefferson." Those are people who fought for freedom, but at the time that they were doing it, there was a practice of slavery. But Americans came together and they abolished slavery. People still pushing for reparations? The founder of Black Entertainment Television saying that they need $13 trillion, $350,000 apiece, and that's going to fix everything. That people are being held back. This is the freest country in the world for anybody to do whatever they want if they have the talent to do it. But we instill in kids that everyone's a winner, that you can do anything you want to do, but you know what? You can't. You have to have the talent. You have to have the qualifications. You have to have the drive. If you don't have the drive, if you don't have the self-worth, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what race you are, what religion, where you live. You're not going to get up off of that couch and do what needs to be done. Not when the government's willing to give you $1,000 a week, $2,000 a month for money that you didn't earn. It's not going to happen. We have a very special series starting up for the month of June. This Saturday, it starts at 2 o'clock with Paul White from Stronghold Institute, Quality of Life Reno. Paul, thank you so much for doing this and starting it Saturday again, 2 o'clock. What's going to be the first thing?
Oh, LaMarcus and I are both here. Well, you know, if you look at all the things there are in the universe, I don't think anybody's saying anything but the words George Floyd. So that's definitely going to be there. And then what's going on in Reno. And, we're just going to, but we promise just an honest, open look. We want to hear from people and looking at these things and asking the questions that are in everybody's minds, black, white, brown, doesn't matter.
LaMarcus, in your lifetime, LaMarcus, did you ever think that you would see this happening to your country?
I did not. I thought that we, you know, had passed, you know, made leaps and bounds past this happening again. But then again, Monica, I'm not shocked either that it happened in my lifetime because of the different things that we've seen play out in this country just within the last 20 years. You know, I think that that was a tall tale sign of what was to come. And I think that we've tried to suppress it or to go away or we're not going to pay attention to it. And now it's just bubbling over and we're having to have these tough conversations like we're going to have on Race Across America. It's really, really important to talk about these things, not just at the table or on pillow talk, as they say, but to be able to do it out in the open so that we can start some healing. Before you can heal, you must first talk. And before you can heal, you must first have an understanding with each other. And I think that's what this hopefully will do and create for us here in the community and across the nation through Race Across America.
Well, I'm definitely going to be one of those calling in and asking questions because there's so much that I don't understand. You know, especially with the fact that they talk about the black community and yet there's still no strong black leaders. You know, they're looking to people like Bernie Sanders and Biden, and it's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm glad you brought that up. I think that it's time for black men, young black men like myself, to step up and to start leading not just black people, not just minorities, but being an example that anyone can look at and say, I would like to follow in his footsteps, because I think that it's important that this generation, we not just talk or we just not express our anger, but we have a mission and a motive and a plan to enact change across this country and be able to sit at the table with those who don't see it from our perspective and us to be able to sit down, have a conversation and get to a place of healing and understanding. You know, and I know a lot of viewers, a lot of listeners, I'm sorry, but the word of God says in all thy getting under an understanding. And the reason that being is being you have an understanding with someone, you validate them, you acknowledge them, and you say, I hear you and I see you. And what can we do together to where we can heal these wounds? And that's something that hopefully I will be able to exemplify for everybody to follow and watch, because the time is now. We need leaders to step up and speak up and have a plan of action of how we heal this, not just be angry. Because after the anger goes away, where's the healing? That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, because this has been going on. I mean, look at how long Biden's been in politics and in Washington, D.C., and yet he still has changed nothing. So, Paul, I know we're going to be streaming the show here on 991fmtalk.com. We'll have the podcast available, but you also have Quality of Life, QOL-Reno.org, but you also have a Facebook.
Yeah, now, well, what we've got, Monica, we've had a little change for your viewers. We actually
listeners.
Have, I'm sorry. We have your listeners. This is our full time. We've folded Stronghold and QOL and are coming back as a new organization. LaMarcus and I are partnering on several activities. We're going to pick up right where we left off. We're just doing it under a different organization. So.
Absolutely. And Monica also, we appreciate the podcast, but we also are going to be able, where individuals better go to Race Across America on Facebook, and they will be able to actually watch the live on-air show visually as well. So they'll be able to watch us on Facebook Live while we're live on the air. They will also be able to go to RaceAcrossAmerica20.com, and they will be able to see us there as well and subscribe and leave their stories. Because one of the things, Monica, that we believe is very, very important is that we want to hear everybody's stories. We want everyone to call in. They can text us on our 24-hour hotline, which is 775-273-8894. We want to hear everybody's stories of their experiences of racism, but also unity. We want to hear what everyone feels and what their thoughts are and what their experiences are, so we can talk about them on air. We can create a safe place of healing again and create harmony amongst all of us. So we definitely have those different outlets, from the website to the phone number to the Facebook as well. So we're going to be firing on all cylinders come this Saturday.
All right, perfect. 2 o'clock right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Paul LaMarcus, thank you so much. Good luck with the show, and I hope it goes a lot longer than just 4 weeks in June. So we'll be back.
Thank you, Monica. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate what you're doing. We'll be back right after this as we wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you were with me today. Hopefully, let's go back to the phone lines and see if Brian is still with us. Brian, are you still hanging on?
I am, yes.
Thank you
for
so much. Oh, you got to be persistent.
Well, and I had some pretty important topics, I feel, to bring up. And I have three of them, if you don't mind. I'll make them quick. One is, you know, you're absolutely right. Like, you know, everybody needs to just figure this out. We all need to figure each other out and see what the other person wants, right? Like, that's normal life.
Yeah.
But to say that, you know, police departments need to be gone. Well, what do you do then? You know, these people that are in the police faces yelling and spitting and doing these things. Well, hey, you know what? Why don't we write down all of their names, and the next time they need help from the police, just don't show up, right? If you don't think they're important,
remember,
don't call them,
what
right?
they did. That's what they did after Ferguson and Baltimore. The police refused to go in, and crime skyrocketed.
Yeah, and you know, you're wanting to defund police departments and take money away. Well, you're already telling them right now they can't do their jobs. Like, you can throw a brick at them, you can do all this stuff, but they can't do anything back. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. My second topic was, you know, you're bringing up the gun stores. Well, I have a buddy that owns a gun store and was telling me how they've been watching the cameras and seeing cars that are pulling up to the store and just sitting, no one gets out. California mm-hmm. plates, when they run those plates, they come back as stolen from California. So you're absolutely onto something. People are coming up, checking these places out, and who knows what'll happen.
Battleborn Firearms was actually notified that they were going to be a target. And that was from law enforcement. So
you know,
word is out there.
Absolutely. Maybe these gun stores, I have another buddy that owns one back east, and what he did was take the firing pins out of all of the guns that are in his store, and when he sells them, he'll put it back in and give it to the new owner. Maybe that's an idea. Without the firing pin, you cannot use it. So maybe take those out, and they're stuck with a paperweight.
Got 20 seconds.
Oh, sorry. The other one was talking to a neighbor. He was talking about how, you know, things have truly changed since you could not reprimand your own children, since you could not spank your kids. And then learning that of, hey, there's no consequences has kind of brought them through their adulthood of there's no consequences for my actions.
Yeah. It's all about, you know, that time out and no discipline, no consequences. Brian, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it so much. There's so much going on, so much to get out in this last 20 seconds. There's going to be a rally against City Hall in Reno on Wednesday for their meeting. There's a rally tomorrow in Carson City. Support your police. Support local law enforcement. 11 o'clock in front of the state capitol. I'll be there. I hope you will be as well. And vote. Don't forget, early voting today. Do it before you forget. Mwah. Love you.